And the Warriors win the 2015 NBA Finals 4-2.
This Warriors sound flashback to June 16th, 2015, bringing us to Cleveland, Ohio for Game 6 of the NBA Finals. I'm Lawrence Scott with a listen back to an unforgettable night in franchise history.
What a historic season.
Their first title in 40 years.
The Warriors were down 2-1 after the first 3 games of the 2015 Finals, but in Game 4, Coach Kerr and staff with a shift in strategy, putting eventual Finals MVP Andre Iguodala into the starting lineup as the Warriors turned the tide in Ohio.
Livingston crossed the timeline, and that will be that. Head coach Steve Kerr made another brilliant move in this postseason. He starts Andre Iguodala, and the Warriors came out running. It got them going, and it's allowed them to tie up the NBA Finals at 2-apiece. Final score, Golden State 103 and Cleveland 82.
Game 5 at Oracle Arena, another win to cap a tremendous Sunday evening in the Bay Area.
Ball thrown in to Dellavedova, the horn will sound, and the Golden State Warriors are now one win away from possibly bringing the NBA championship back to the Bay. Final score, Warriors 104, Cavaliers 91. The Golden State Warriors have captured Game 5 in the NBA Finals.
We pick things up on this Warriors sound flashback to NBA Finals Game 6 in 2015 on a Tuesday night in Cleveland with a listen-in to part of the pregame press conference with Coach Kerr.
You've won closeout games to get to the finals, Steve, but why is it so tough in the finals to win a closeout game? What is it about that, and what have you told your players?
Well, what makes it tough is when you're in the finals, you're playing against one of the very best teams in the league. Obviously, you get this far, both teams are really, really good. So both teams are also extremely competitive, and they want to win just as badly as you do. So it's just the ultimate level of intense competition, and so it's hard. It's harder than the earlier rounds because the team is better that you're facing. But as far as what I shared with my players, pretty simple. It's just it's about tonight. It's not about anything beyond tonight. It's just let's come out and do what we do, play as hard as we can, take it possession by possession. I know those are cliches and not very exciting answers, but it's the truth, and that's what we're locked in on.
After tip-off, some positive signs seen early as the Warriors began establishing a tone. Now some highlights from the call on the Warriors radio network with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert.
Iguodala the pass to Draymond Green. Oh, backcourt nice. To Curry. Beautiful cut, and he lays it in.
Nice. I always mention it, Tim. I know maybe you get tired of hearing it. I do. Back cuts, back picks, back cuts, back picks. That's when they're at their best offensively.
Tristan Thompson drives on Azili to the box, but it's stolen by Curry. Curry picked his pocket. Comes to the midcourt stripe. Left-hand dribble, crossover right-hand, accelerates, pass to the corner, Barnes open, he'll fire, three ball, left corner pocket for Harrison Barnes, and the Warriors are playing like the Warriors right now, and they lead 28-15.
They got it all going on right now. Defensively, they're clamping down. Offensively, they're getting anything they want.
Curry draws a crowd to Draymond, down the lane, left-hand layup, rolls it over Jones.
Nice finish.
Draymond Green, active as always, 45-38, Warriors up 7.
This Warriors sound flashback to NBA Finals Game 6 in 2015 picks up in the second half with the Warriors rolling in Cleveland.
Rebound goes to Curry. Curry somehow comes out of the pack with the ball, dribbles down the lane, pass to Iguodala, two-hand slam, beautiful feed by Curry. And with 5:11 to go in the third quarter, it's going to be a timeout for the Cavaliers. Here come the Warriors again. 3-on-2. Left side, Curry. He'll fire for three. It's off the rim. No good. And there's Festus Azili with a dunk and a foul. He got fouled by Mozgov from behind. Talk about activity. Running the floor hard. Festus Azili slammed down the miss. And Mozgov tried to keep him from doing that and knocked him to the floor.
Heck of a job by the big man.
Here's Steph Curry. Choice of screens, goes left, feeds middle to Livingston, crossover dribble, right hand spins on Shumpert, little fadeaway good from 5 for Sean Livingston at Golden State, back up by 10.
Well, he's really good when he gets a smaller player on him inside of about 8 feet, just elevates, bucket.
In the fourth quarter, the Warriors began closing the door and closing in on history.
Draymond Green gets it to Curry. Bumped by J.R. Smith. Curry dribbles right side, doubled. Spins it back outside. Skip pass to Clay. Corner three. Got it! And the Warriors lead by 14, 89-75 with 6:40 to go in the game. Ball goes to Klay Thompson. He's open, turns, fires, misses the jumper. Tipped out by Draymond. It goes to Curry. What a play by Draymond Green as he hit the deck. Slapping the ball with his right hand. Curry off the dribble, takes the three. Got it on the right sideline. Big time bucket.
Then came the final call as the celebration in Cleveland was underway.
Cavaliers to bring it up. Warriors 105, Cleveland 97. J.R. Smith, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. The jumper is no good. Curry the rebound. It's taken 40 years. But once again, the Bays team is the best team. The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title. Final score, Warriors 105 and the Cleveland Cavaliers 97. And the Warriors win the 2015 NBA Finals 4-2.
In a conversation with Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy for the Warriors Official Team Podcast, we talked about what goes into announcing history such as that taking place in Cleveland on June 16th of 2015.
Up until that moment, the generation that was growing up now, the generation that was, you know, 30 years old, 38 years old, they didn't have their Warrior team. They didn't have that Warrior championship team. That was Dad's team, Grandpa's team, Grandma's team, and Mom's team. So this was going to be their team, and that kind of led me to like, okay, well, we're the Bays team. We have been talking about that all year, how we were the Bays team. It's only one pro basketball team in the Bay. And so I guess that was in the back of my mind. And then I think when it got to it, I was thinking, okay, it's been 40 years, and that's what kind of came out of it. It had been 40 years. And I thought, because I wanted to make that point that, okay, it's been that long, so now you've got your team, and this is your team to do it. So that's how it came out. I was lucky that it came out that way. I'm lucky people liked it. So I was very blessed to do that, but I tried not to script anything, whether it be this year or that year or, you know, 17 or 18, just because I think when you script it, it sounds scripted. So I tried to kind of let my gut tell it. I will say the one thing I'm really proud of in that broadcast in 2015, and it occurred to me with about 90 seconds left and there was a stoppage in play, and I looked over at Tom Tolbert and I said, there's one thing I really regret about this, because it was pretty obvious the Warriors were going to win it at that point, you know, and Tom had gone, this is over. I said, well, thanks for the dramatic lead, isn't it? You know, but the one thing I was really proud of was I remembered with 90 seconds to go, and I told Tom, one thing I'm really sad about today is that Bill King's not alive to witness this. That would have been really cool. It'd have been really cool because he was so nice to me, so supportive early in the lean years, and so supportive when I came on board to do some A's TV. I tell people this all the time, and I honest to God mean it, that it's an honor for me to be linked to him by default. But just the fact that we were Warrior announcers, and I guess we were at one point A's announcers, but the fact that I've been a Warriors announcer and Bill King was a Warriors announcer, that to me means everything.
On the ABC television broadcast, Mike Breen helped sum up the scene this way.
Rebound Curry, and the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years. And how sweet it must be for those crazy loyal Bay Area fans.
Soon after, Andre Iguodala was named Finals MVP, and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver was handing over the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
First of all, let me thank the fans here in Northeast Ohio, the Cleveland Cavaliers, owner Dan Gilbert, Coach Blatt, on an incredible season. You guys never gave up. You played with passion. You fought through adversity and through injuries. Thank you and congratulations. And now to the Golden State Warriors. Joe Lacob, Peter Guber, Coach Kerr, and this team. What a historic season. And now, you've been waiting a long time, so I won't keep you waiting any longer. For the 2015 Larry O'Brien NBA Championship, the Golden State Warriors.
I'm Lawrence Scott. Thank you for listening in to this Warrior Sound flashback.